person responds, Amen, Yeheshmer Rabbah, Mevarach, Olam, Amen. We also mentioned that a person pauses slightly after the word Amen, because Amen is responding immediately back to the paragraph beforehand. So what kimono does he have when he says the word Amen? So I'm saying it is true. That's what the word Amen should be true. So Mishimura, we discussed this once a while back, there are two kimonos when a person says the word Amen. When a person says Amen to a bracha, he's saying the statement which is said above is true. He's saying that he believes that this is true as well. That's where a bracha. When we say Amen to a bakasha, it's along the lines of Amen. We're saying that it should become true. We're davening that we are being mispallel that it should become true. A bracha which has in it, as I say during Chazar Sashatz, a bracha which has in it a bakasha and then a chasima, we're supposed to have both kavanas in mind. It's amazing that it's true, that which I believe the Baruch Shem is Rofei Chaylam, I believe that's true. And amazing, it should be true that he should be Merapa the Chaylam, we're davening that he should be Merapa the Chaylam. So a person should have both kavanas in mind, when amazing is responding both to a statement of the godless of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also a bakasha of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have both kavanas in mind. When a person says Amen during Kaddish, there's only a bakasha. The beginning, the chazan is saying that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name should be misgadel, it should be increased and made more aware of in the world. So Amen, that should happen, and that should happen by Golub Bisman Kerb, it should happen quickly and soon. It should happen soon. So that's the kavanah a person has when he says the word Amen. I want to point out that in regards to saying Amen in general, so this issue of having kavanah when you say Amen, it's not just a nice thing to have kavanah, it's nice to have kavanah. The one of the pshat in the word talks about a concept called Amen Yasoma. Amen, which is standing by itself. So one pshat in the concept of Amen Yasoma is a person waits too long to say the Amen. See, a person, Reuven says a bracha, finishes the bracha, and a little while later Shimon says Amen. So the Amen is extended by itself. It's not connected to anything. It's not connected back to the bracha. He waited too long. See, a person should not wait too long to respond to Amen. Tarkalei Dibra, a person should respond Tarkalei Dibra. That's one pshat in Amen Yasoma. The other pshat in Amen Yasoma is a person doesn't have kavanah. What he's saying? Because you're saying it's true. I don't know, something, whatever. I don't know, I'm not sure. It's true, but whatever, I don't know. So that's an Amen Yasoma, because that's not what Amen means. Amen means I'm responding and saying that which you said, that Rosh Hashanah that is Rafei Chalem on Yisrael. I believe that that's true. That's what Amen means. Now the person who says an Amen Yasoma, his children will be allowed to bring Yisoyman. The Gemara says that it's a punishment for that the person will die young, and his children will end up being Yisoyman. It's a terrible thing to say in Amen Yisoma. So Amen Yisoma means every time you answer Amen to Chazar HaShachar, every bracha you're answering Amen to, by Birchas HaShachar, you're thinking what the Chazan said, and you're saying, I believe that it's true. That's what it means to say Amen properly. A person doesn't have Kavanah, he says Amen, Chas V'Sholom, according to this Pshat, a person is Chas V'Sholom saying an Amen Yisoma, which is a terrible oinish for such a thing. We do not have, many times, are not aware of the concept of how significant it is to say Amen properly. That a person has to listen to what the person is saying and say, respond to it. And the halacha is a person, let's say a person walks in late and they're saying Amen Yisrael Rabbah. He didn't hear the paragraph beforehand. So according to the Chayyadim, he says, don't answer Amen. You don't know what you're saying Amen to. You can't answer, you're not allowed to answer Amen. Mishabur says, if you could stop and think and realize what the Chazan was saying, you can say Amen because you're thinking of responding to what a person is saying. But Amen always has to be a response to something that somebody is saying. So I believe that that point for today, that's enough to talk about for today. A person should be very aware whenever you say Amen, every Amen that you're saying throughout the day, there's tens and tens of that you're saying during the day. Every one of them, the halacha is requiring you to be focused and to say it properly. Have a good morning.